We're afraid if we'll come to tell you you're allowed to be toivel a kli in the mikvah on Shabbos, you'll come to carry the kli through the Rishus Rabbim. Just like a lulav and a shofar, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. We have the gzera, maybe you carry it through the Rishus Rabbim. Since you have to be toivel the kli, we're afraid you'll take the kli and carry it through the Rishus Rabbim on Shabbos. So that's why we make exactly you're not allowed to toivel the kli. My shenken, the person, it's very good, but it still holds you or the isha is allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos because there's no exactly of carrying. You're not going to carry yourself. You're going to walk there. You're allowed to walk there. Omalay Abayas. Abayas said back to Rav, if that's the reason, to Rabbi, if that's the reason, yesh lo bor b'chatzer r'mayik l'meimah. Let's say somebody has the mikvah in his own backyard, so he doesn't have to carry the kli through the Rishus Rabbim. So then this person should be mutter to toivel on Shabbos. Amalei, so Rabbi answered back, no, it's a gzera. Rabbanu made a gzera like a loy plug. Bor b'chatzeroi oto bor b'shus Rabbim. We're afraid to let a person to be toivel as kelim in his own private mikvah in his house, because we're afraid maybe other people come to learn from this, that you are allowed to be toivel kelim on Shabbos, and other people don't have the mikvah in the backyard, they're going to have to take the kli to the mikvah through the Rishus Rabbim, and that's osur. So if we're going to make a loy plug, you're not allowed to be toivel, put a new kli that you got from a guy, into the mikvah on Shabbos. Because the gzera, we're afraid maybe you come to carry it from your house to the mikvah. So Mar says, hot tainach Shabbos. That's very good. Why on Shabbos, it should be also to be toivel kelim on Shabbos. Because we're afraid you come to carry it through the Rishus Rabbim. But the Yom Tov Michael Neymer, our Mishnah's mashm even Yom Tov also with saucer. But that's what the Mishnah's talking about. It says Chal Lios Achra Shabbos. When Yom Tov comes out after Shabbos, so the Mishnah's saying you're not allowed to be table on Yom Tov. You can't be table on Shabbos. You have to be table on Erev Shabbos. So the question is, what's wrong with doing it on Yom Tov? Yom Tov you're allowed to carry. So why can't you be table? Put the kli in the mikvah on Yom Tov. Have the Gemara Gzera, it's a Gzera Yom Tov or the Shabbos. It's one big Gzera. The Rabbanan did not want to be table kelim on Yom Tov. Maybe you come to do it on Shabbos also. Therefore, it's like one big zera. For the Gemara, is it true? Omi gazrinu, we make such a zera like this. Omi gazrinu. For your Tanan, we learned. V'shovin shemashikin esamayim b'kli evin l'tayrin. We learned in our Mishnah that in the case that you have water, water that's tummy, and the water is in a stone kli. In other words, the kli itself, the utensil itself, is not tummy. It's made out of stone. It's not makabel tumah. So what's tummy? Only the water inside it. So the Mishnah says, this you aren't allowed to do on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. You're allowed to take this stone kli that has the water inside and put it into the mikvah that the water inside touches the mikvah water. That's called hashoka, and the water becomes tor. This you aren't allowed to do on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. You're allowed to do this. Avoloi matrilin. But the Mishnah says, to make that follow, to toivel something, if the kli is tummy, and you want to be toivel the kli, put the kli in the mikvah, that's also to do on Yom Tov on Shabbos. But to put the water that's tummy into the mikvah, that you are allowed to do. So Murray asked the question now, V'isa, if you're telling me now that you make such big zeres, that you're not allowed to be toivel kelim on Yom Tov, because we're afraid you come to do it on Shabbos also. So you see, we're so machmir to make like zeres, we say for this Indian not to be terrible in the mikvah. We don't even let you do it on Yom Tov because we're afraid maybe you come do it on Shabbos. See here also, Nigzer Hashokar also Hatzfola. It's a Poshet Gzeri here. How come you're allowed to take this water that's coming and put it into the mikvah on Shabbos or Yom Tov? True, it's only called Hashokar, but why do we make the Gzeri? If you come to do Hashokar, you come to do Tefillah also. You come to put a Tefillah or Kli in the mikvah. Hey, so once you're telling me you're so machmer now that even on Yom Tov it's also because Xavier, you come to do it on Shabbos. So you see, you're so machmir, you're so strict about not to be table any type of a kli in the mikvah on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So how come you're allowed to be table the water in the mikvah then? Why is the water different? So Gemara answers, but Tizbra, I'll answer you like this. But Tizbra, it's a svara, it's a reasoning that iyis le mayim yofim. If a person has clean water in his house, hani lomuli, why does he have to bother now to be table this water that's tummy? Like, in other words, nowadays, you wouldn't think about anything. If the water becomes tummy, you know what you do with it? You throw it down the sink and let it go and say goodbye to it. You have new water. Why is this person worrying so much about taking this water that's tummy and be tabled in the mikvah to make it Torah? What's the purpose? So you have to say that Elo de Lestle, we're talking about such a person that has no other water. This is the only water he has left in his house. The only water he has left in his house, in the olden times, they didn't have any faucet. So he used to fetch the water before Shabbos, before Yom Tov. So the only water he has fetched in his house is this water that's tummy. So therefore, he has to worry about how to make this water tor. He has to put the water into the mikveh to make it tor. Now, v'chiv, on the last lay, since this person has no other water in the house, this is the only water, mizah zoyabu. It's a svara that you take very good care about this water to make sure it doesn't become tummy. So Rashi learns that it comes out here, the case is that before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, you fetched, let's say, a half a gallon of water. That's all the water you have. Now, you know this is the water you're going to use for Shabbos. So a person is very careful to make sure this water stays tor. He wants to be able to use it on Shabbos. He doesn't want the water to become tummy. Then you won't be able to use it. So since the person is very careful to watch the water, for this water to become tummy is the milsad leshchiach. It doesn't happen too often. There is something not normal that happened here. Because since you're watching the water so carefully, usually it does not become tummy. So here's the case that the water become tummy, it's a milsad leshchiach. It's something that does not happen too often. And the klal is on the milsad leshchiach, legozul barabonin. The rabbonin did not make zeros on things that don't happen too often. A zero in the rabbonin is we're afraid something that happens very often, we don't want you to do it, because maybe you come to do an avera. Like here, we don't want you to take kalim, the atame, to the mikvah, we're afraid you come to carry it through the shisarabim. But kalim that become tame, that's normal. Like people have a lot of kalim, so therefore they don't watch it so carefully. So it happens a lot that it becomes tame. Mashenken, this water, if you only have a little bit of water, you watch it very carefully. So for it to become tummy is not so, doesn't happen so often, therefore the Rabbanim were not geyser. Therefore the Rabbanim said, you are allowed to make this hashok even on Shabbos. Eis may have a kash on you. Again, if you're telling me now that you can't be teufel a kli even on Yom Tov, because we make a gzera, Yom Tov or to Shabbos, you see, you're so chomer, is that true? Eis may have a kash on you. The locher is madlin bedli tummy. Madlin means that's the pitcher that you fetch water. You used to have the wells, and you used to have a pitcher that you lower it down, that's the dli, and then you pick it up with the string, you pick up the dli, you fetch water. Now, let's say the pitcher itself became tummy. So now on Yom Tov for Shabbos, you are allowed to be tevel this kli. Madlin, you could fetch the water, but dli with the pitcher, tummy, the pitcher is tummy. Vutor, and now by fetching the water, the pitcher becomes tor, because now it's a tefillah, you're lowering it down into the well, and by fetching it up again, or by lowering it down into the well, that's called a tefillah. A well is like a kosher mikvah. So we see on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, you are allowed to be teufel this pitcher. So the question is, V'Yisa, if you're telling me, like you're saying, that we're so strict here to make such big zeris, Nigza, let's make a zer here also. Midrabon, it should be awesome. Because Dilma also, le'atvula v'yenei, we're afraid if once we have a right to be teufel a pitcher, true, here it's attached with the string to the well, but once you table this kli, we're afraid you'll be table other kalim also. And other kalim, we don't want you to be table, because we're afraid maybe you carry that kli. If you don't have a plate or a pot, we're afraid you're going to carry that pot through the Rishus Rabim. So Gemara says, Shani Hosam. I'll tell you, here it's different. No, it's different over here. Shani Hosam. A dli, a pitcher, is different. Mi toyshloi hutruloi. Since it's only mutter to be tevel this pitcher, when the pitcher is in the stage of a pitcher, in other words, it's like attached, like you have a string, and you have it attached to the top board, that you let it go down into the well, and then you like bring it up again. So since it's attached with a string to the well, it's nicker clearly that when you're lowering it down, people would not think you're doing a ma'aseh tefillah. People will not think you're being tabled into the mikvah right now. People will think, you know what you're doing here right now? They'll think you're just lowering the pitcher into the water to fetch water. So it doesn't look to people as if you're being tabled. That's why they were making. Hey, mitoich shaloi hutraloi elai de dalyov zocheru. You remember to know, really, you're not allowed to be tabled a kli on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. Now here they're making, because when people see you do it, they don't even realize you're being tabled a kli. People think what you're doing now is just fetching the water. So that's why over here they were mekel. But any other time that you're taking the kli directly to the mikvah, that's awesome. Even on Yom Tov, because we're afraid maybe you come to do it on Shabbos also. Eisve, I have another kasha. Kli shenitma merav Yom Tov. A kli that became tomei on erav Yom Tov. Is ein matfil nice to be Yom Tov? You're not let it be table the kli on Yom Tov. Poshit. Because since you could have done the Erev Yom Tov, it became tummy ready yesterday. So you should have put it into the mikveh yesterday. Minaga, v'istawu kelim, like I said, it's not allowed not for talking these kelim that you borrow off a goy, you have to be teufel. I mean, it could be talking about stam, z'man ha-gemara, say, when is that the kelim were betayra. So if a kli became tummy, a sheretz touched it, you had to put it into the mikveh to make it Torah again. So here, a kli that became tummy on Erev Yom Tov. The din is you're not allowed to be teufel on Yom Tov itself. But it's a diyik, the Yom Tov. Let's say the kli became tummy on Yom Tov itself. Then matfilu noisoi, the Yom Tov. Then you are allowed to be teufel today on Yom Tov. If it first became tummy today, you're allowed to be teufel to put it into the mikveh today. Then the question is, the yim isav, and if it's like you're saying, that we're so machmir here, that we even aser on Yom Tov or to Shabbos, so nigzer the Yom Tov or to the Erev Yom Tov. We should make the same gzera. How come you're allowed to be teufel this kli that became tummy on Yom Tov? Make the gzera, if you be teufel this kli, people will come to be teufel kalim that became tummy on Erev Yom Tov, and that's also to do. So Mishum one gzera like, they should ask all the kelim. Even a kli that became tummy on Yom Tov should also be yosur, if you tell him like you're saying. So Gemara says, no, it's no question. I'll tell you, tummy be Yom Tov milsad lo shchichahi. O milsad lo shchichah la gozo bar abonim. That's the cloud. For something to become tummy on Yom Tov is not shchich. In other words, people watch themselves on Yom Tov. That the Indian is to go to the, you're supposed to go to the mikveh before Yom Tov. You're supposed to be Torah during the regal. So during the regal on Yom Tov, everybody watches themselves as much as possible to remain Torah. So therefore, you're not around tummy to take things on Yom Tov. So for Kli to become tummy on Yom Tov itself, that's not Shchiach. That doesn't happen too often. And again, that's the klal. The Rabbanan do not make Zeris on a Milsad L'Shchiach. Something that does not happen so often, it only happens once in a while, the Rabbanan don't make Zeris. The Rabbanan only make Zeris things that happen often. So for it to become tummy on Erev Yom Tov, then you're not nizir so much in tummy. Erev Yom Tov, you don't watch yourself so much. But on Yom Tov itself, that people go to the mikveh to remain Torah themselves, they're very careful that the kelim should also not become tummy. Therefore, if the kli became tummy on Yom Tov, you're allowed to be tevel it. Eighth, we have another kasha. Kli shenitma biavatuma. A kli that became tummy from an avatuma, let's say a sheretz, something that's an avatuma, mace, touched the kli, melech tummy midiraisa. The din is a matvil noisa be yomtiv. Such a kli that's tummy midi raisa, you're not allowed to be table that kli in the mikvah on yomtiv. Be avlad hatumah. Let's say the kli is only tummy midi rabbonin with avlad hatumah. Then we say matvil noisa be yomtiv. You are allowed to be table it on yomtiv. Avlad hatumah, that you could be. Only the tumah the rabbonin, let's say a sheni latumah, that's only mitame midi rabbonin, that you are allowed to be table it on yomtiv. Now the question is, the Yim Iser, if it's like you're saying, that we're so strict here about Tefillah Kalim, that we say you can't do it on Yom Tov, or Gzeru, or to Shabbos, here also, Nigzerho, or Toho, we should make Gzeru, you should not be allowed to be Tevil a Kli, that only became Tummy from a Vlad HaTumah, like from a Sheni or a Shlishi, that's only a Tumah the Rabbonin, you should not be able to do it, because if you do it, we should be afraid, maybe you come to be Tevil a Kli, that's Tummy Mediraisa, so why don't we make Gzeru here? So Gemara answers like this, Vlad HaTumah Hechim Ishkachas Lo. Where do we find the case? Who has to be careful not to use a kli that's tummy from a Vlad HaTumah? It's only Gavi Kahanim. It's only a kohen that has to be careful. Like Rashi says, Vlad HaTumah Hechim Ishkachas Lo. Mihu Atzorach LaTvilo. Who has to be tevil this Vlad HaTumah? Ainu El Kohen. It's only a kohen. The first line of the big lines here. Toho Vlad HaTumah Rishon. A Vlad HaTumah means it was a Rishon LaTumah, not the Sheretz himself. It was a Rishon LaTumah that touched the Kli. V'Kli Shenitma Boy Sheni. And the Kli that became Tumah now is only a Sheni LaTumah. O Muta L'Chulin. For a regular person, when he eats Chulin, a Sheni does not make a Shlishi. You're allowed to eat your meat from a Kli that's a Sheni LaTumah. Shein Sheni Yoyse Shlishi V'Chulin. Because by regular Chulin, a Sheni does not make a Shlishi. V'Yein Tzorach LaTfil Yelo L'Trumah. Who has to be tabled as Kli? Only a Kohen that plans to eat Trumah. When you want to eat truma, so by truma the locher is a shein, he could make a shlishi. So therefore, if you have this kli that was makabel tuma from a vlad hatuma, a vlad hatuma means it was a rishon tuma. It makes the kli into a sheini. So the sheini now only a kohen can't use this kli because he wants to eat truma. A sheini could be matama the truma. So therefore, who has to be tevel the kli sheini? Only of a tuma sheini. Only a kohen. And the klal is the gemara says. Kahanim's reason hein. Kahanim are very careful what they're doing. Here it's a mashma, not only when they do the avoid in the base of Migdish, but whatever a Kohen does, he's very careful. So therefore, a kohen, we're not afraid. If we'll tell the kohen, you know, we are allowing you to be tabled this kli that was tummy from a vlada tumma. But you should know, if the kli was metame from an ava tumma, it's awesome. There's no xera by a kohen. A kohen doesn't forget, is very careful. We're not afraid he'll change around. So therefore, there's no stira. But you regularly Yisrael, we're afraid he'll forget, he'll change around. We even make xera yomtif or the Shabbos. Mashenkin here, the reason why Yavlad HaTumah, you're allowed to be table on Yontif, because it's only negated to a Kohen, and the Kohen is reasoning, he's very careful, he won't come to do things he's not allowed to do. Toshima, come and bring another Raya. The Yomarav Chia Barashi, Yomarav, Nida, if you have an Isha that's a Nida, Shein lo begodim, she has no begodim. In other words, all lo begodim are Tomei. Rashi Torim, Lach lev lilva shachat filosli. A Nida now, the seventh day, comes out on Yomtif, she wants to be toivul, or the seventh day was Erev Yomtif, tonight on Yomtif, she wants to be toivul. Now when it comes on Yomtif, she wants to go to the mikvah. Now when she comes out of the mikvah, she's going to be tor. So the din is, b'zman ha-gemara, they were nizer not to wear clothing that are tomei, they were nizer, they're able to eat truma, so she has to put on clothing that are tor. L'maisa, she has no clothing. All the clothing she touched when she was a nida, so all the clothing became tomei. What can she do now? So halacha is, nida shein lo begodim is maremes. She can make a play a trick here. V'toivelus bevigdehem. She's allowed to go to the mikvah when she's wearing her clothing. So therefore, she becomes tor, and the clothing also becomes tomei, comes tor. So that's the eighth on yomtiv. On yomtiv gufa, we let her go to the mikvah with a kelim. So now the kasha is, v'yimisa, if you tell me now we're so strict, we make such big zeres, nigzo, let's make a zera. Let's be afraid, maybe sometimes the Isha will take her kelim, her clothing, and put it into the mikvah, even though she herself is not going to the mikvah. And that's also, that's the gzera, you can't be tevel kelim in the mikvah. So how come we don't make gzera? Why do we let this Isha go into the mikvah wearing her clothing? We should make gzera, otul should be tevel her kelim when she's not going herself. So Gemara says, shani yosan, here it's much different. Mitoich shloi hutra lo. Eli de malbush, since it's a modern case, like we're only matter the Isha to go to the mikvah when she's wearing her clothing. And that's not a normal manner of being tevel kelim. Usually when you want to be tevel a kli, whether it's clothing or whether it's anything, you put the kli by itself into the mikvah. You don't go in there with your clothing. So it's something that's not normal to happen. So therefore, zechurahi. Therefore, here we don't make gzera. Like Isha has a big zikur and something to remind her to know, it's only a special het to hear by you. Hey, since you have no other kelim to wear, you have no other clothing, we're letting you be tevel your clothing. But we're only letting you doing it in a special manner that you have to wear it when you go to the mikvah. So you remember clearly not to do any other tefillah. That's why here we make. I got the kasher is, how could you put the keli into the mikvah clothing? I tell you this, the kasher. Maremes for tevels v'gdev. Tema. Hainu shri or shri yasur v'vei shum echabes. O malabin. It's nisya diraisa. You're not allowed to put any clothing into water on Shabbos. You're not allowed to take your shirt and stick it into water. You can't stick your handkerchief into water on Shabbos. And this is the Raisa. It's mechabe, it's a laving, cleaning it. The Armina, we say, shriyos and zui kibusei. Just soaking clothing into water is melacha of kibus, of washing. So how do you let an ishir on Yom Tov on Shabbos go into the mikvah wearing the clothing? The Chorosh is putting the clothing into water now. That's an issue of the Raisa of kvisa. She's washing it now. So the Yeshleima, Tayyus Teretz is, to the famous Teretz, Tohoyo David Derech Tinuf Shari. Since Mastama, the mikvah water there wasn't like our water, even our water, it's also dirty, Mastama. So it's not called the way of cleaning it. It's called the way of dirtying your clothing. So since the Derech Tinuf of dirtying it, that's mutter. This part of the Heterim Yamol, if you have some schmutz, dirt, you have a towel, you're allowed to rub your hands, dry your hands on a towel. The Chura towel is also clothing, and when you rub your hands, it becomes wet the towel. Why don't you say Shriyosan Zui Kibusai? The Teretz says, since you're drawing in the Derech Lichluch, it's like dirtying the towel. Something you're doing, dirtying it, that's not called kibbutz, that's not called cleaning it. Fetedo, that's Teiz Raya. Teichonu menagfin yodeinu b'mafe b'shabbos. How can we dry our hands on a towel on Shabbos? Or have a Shriya? When we're drying our hands on the towel, after a few people use it already, the towel becomes wet. So, Chura, you're making the towel wet now. That's what we also do on Shabbos. For Yosef, they should make Shabbos and Malavin. Halakiv, when they were there, Tinuf, Shari, Hochi, Nami, Hochi. Same thing here. Since we're going into the mikvah, the stammer was dirty water there, the mikvah, she was only more or less like dirtying her clothing, that's why it's mutter. Same thing, if something spills on a table, you'll have to take a cloth and like wipe it up. as long as they don't squeeze it out. Because since derech lichluch, it's mutter. Yeah. Right. So I call upon him here, we let the Isha go to the mikvah wearing a clothing, and we're not afraid she'll be toivel a clothing not like this, because it's a big zikoran, she remembers it's only matter in such a modern case. But you're not allowed to, she doesn't do it. Right. No, squeeze not allowed to. Right. Rabbi Yosef will soon say, Rabbi Yosef will mark Zerim Mishem Tchita. Yosef has a new reason. Up until now, we had Rabbi's reason. Rabbi was the one that says, why can't you be toivel a kli on Yom Tov for Shabbos? It's the Gzera, maybe you come to carry through Lushas Rabbim. And Yom Tov for the Gzera, Yom Tov for the Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef is saying a new reason now. Rabbi Yosef Omar, it's a Gzera Mishum Schita. We don't let you be toivel kelim on Yom Tov for Shabbos, because we're afraid maybe after you put it into the mikvah, you'll wring it out. And by wringing it out, that's mamish kibbutz, that's washing, and that's also do on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So Amalei Abayas is back to Rabbi Yosef. Tenech is very good what you're saying. Kelim the b'nei schita ninu. If your clothing, your pants, your jacket, your shirt got tummy, and you want to put it into the mikvah, very good why you can't put your clothing into the mikvah, because we're afraid after you take it out of the mikvah, you'll squeeze it out. The kelim the lav b'nei schita ninu. What's going to be if your pot or your plate became tummy, why can't you put the pot in the mikvah on Yom Tov? Or Shabbos, there's no gzera there squeezing, you can't squeeze a kli. So what's wrong there? Mike, remember, what could you say? So Amalei, Rabbi Yosef answered back, I'll tell you gzera, hani yotu hani, enichnami. It's like one big gzera. The yik gzera, why you can't be tovel is, we're afraid you'll be tovel your kelim, your clothing, that's tummy. And once you can't do clothing, we don't let you be tovel anything in a mikvah. So all the gzera, maybe you come to be tovel kelim, and then you wring it out, and that's a malacha of washing it. For the Gemara Eisvei, Kol Hani Tiyufta, we asked all these kashas we just got finished asking on Rabba, Vishon Leikir Shaninan, and we gave the same terrors we answered according to Rabba. So good, so far we have two different reasons why you're not allowed to be Kalim on Yom Tov Shabbos. Rav Devoy Omar says a third reason. Gzer Hashem Yishor, we're afraid that if people are going to be allowed to go to the mikvah, put their Kalim into the mikvah on Yom Tov, we're afraid people won't be tovel the Kalim before Yom Tov. Let's say a kli became tummy a week before Yom Tov. Now, usually before Yom Tov, everybody's very busy. Have no time. I'm busy preparing for Yom Tov. So they'll say, you know what? I'll wait till Yom Tov, then I have nothing to do on Yom Tov, and I'll go to the mikvah on Yom Tov. So we're afraid you'll be sure you're going to leave over your tummy to the kelim until Yom Tov. And the Rabbanim don't want that to happen. Because if you're going to leave the kelim over in your house a few days, in the Gemara's times, they had to be very careful. Because they used to eat truma there, they used to touch kairos. So we're afraid in between, your kelim that are tummy is going to touch truma. Your kelim that are tummy is going to touch something else. So we're afraid it'll make other things tummy. We don't want this kli to stay around your house. So therefore, the Rabbanan said, nothing doing, you're not allowed to be tovel on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Therefore, people won't wait. As soon as the kli becomes tummy, right away you'll put it into the mikvah. Yeah, alright.
Alright, turn over.
The Gemara says, Tanya Kavosa the Rav Beivoy. I'll bring your raya according to Rav Beivoy. That says, the Xeris, we don't want you to leave it over. Kli shenitma mer of Yom Tov. You have a kli that became tummy air of Yom Tov. Is ain matfil nois to be Yom Tov. You're not allowed to be tabled on Yom Tov. Why? Xeris shem yishor. Says clearly, the reason why you can't be tabled is kli on Yom Tov is because we're afraid maybe you're going to leave over your kelim until Yom Tov. If we'll tell you you're allowed to be tabled kelim on Yom Tov, people won't bother putting them to the mikvah a week or a few days before Yom Tov. They'll say, let me wait to Yom Tov when I have more time. And we're afraid in between this time, they'll come with a takola. You're going to use this kelim with truma, and you'll be matam with the truma. Therefore, the Rabbanan said, nothing doing. You can't be tabled on Yom Tov. You have to do it on Erev Yom Tov, before Yom Tov. Rava said the fourth time now. Rava Rama of Nei Shenira Kemesakin Kli. We said before. Rava is the reason why you can't put a kli in the mikvah on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, because it's awesome in the Rabbanan, it looks like you're fixing up the kli. In other words, the way the kli is now, you're not allowed to use it. It's tummy. You can't use it with tyrus. You can't use it. So therefore, by putting it into the mikvah, you're making it usable now. That looks like you're fixing the kli. So it's a gzera, auto tikkun mana, where you come to fix or make old kli, as makom patish, there'll be nisid iraisa. For the Gemara Yochi, if that's the case, odim nami. An odim should also be yosa to go to the mikvah then. It also looks like you're fixing up yourself. When you're tummy, you have a lockage. You can't go to the base of Migdash. You can't eat truma. When you go to the mikvah, you're masakin yourself. Now you could go to the Beis HaMikdash. Now you could touch Truma. So the person should also be Yosor to go to the Mikvah. It's according to the other reasons, very good. A person can't carry himself. There's no Schita by the person. There's no Shia by the person. But I call upon him here by the person. If you say it's a Tikkun Mana, why isn't there afraid of Tikkun by a person also? So Gemara says, Odom Nira Kameka. When a person goes to the Mikvah, it doesn't look as if you're going to fix yourself up. It looks like you're going to take a bath. You're cooling yourself off. It's a hot day. You're cooling yourself off now. That's very good if you go to a nice clean mikvah. But what do you do by most mikvahs? What do you do? You go to mikvahs, dirty water. If there's dirty water there, you can't say you're going to take a nice cool bath because there's dirty water there. So if people see you go down to the dirty mikvah, people know you're going to the mikvah. So how come you're allowed to go to the mikvah on Yom Tov then or on Shabbos? So Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Pomim Shodim Bo.